So now we have moved on to another table, and we are still talking about how can I promote sustainable behaviors. But on this table, we are talking about business, because the most of your time at the day you're on a business. And how are they doing that? So we are just asking to give a summary from our table manager.
Okay, that's gonna be tough. Okay, so it can be used as PR tool. And using media, which is a really powerful way how to promote things. We can inform and educate society. And that clicks together with public events with celebrities involved, like let's go and clean this area or this part together. Green awards as encouragement to make your enterprise greener. And then it goes together with different labels, actually, and fair trade. We had a good discussion about eco-labels and do people believe in them. And we came to the conclusion that if they're local or in your country, that people tend to misuse them. They eco-label everything and it's the same product as before. But if it's like something European Union or fair trade, they tend to believe in that. And then the other sector was educational. It means we implement sustainability courses in unis and schools, so we get informed workers in educated staff, and we can have trainers and consultants. Wow, what else? There was something else. And then there was a good example from Czech Republic, how they connect unis with business sector and NGOs, so students could get practice, not only theory. And this is more local. To promote greener lifestyle in workplaces, it's kitchens in workplace, work from home, new technologies, and educate working class, so they could ask for improvement. And then there is a big sector which is related to government, lobbying, private sector, to eliminate monopoly somehow, but that's really ambiguous as well. And good practice as a push factor for other enterprises to stay in the market. And carrot and stick, you show them, if you do this, you're going to be okay. If you don't do, you're going to get punished somehow. And and then marketing tool, like big companies give grants for green ideas, which is kind of good for development, but it's still a marketing tool. And then ecotourism.